AP News for Friday, October 18th. I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris rallying supporters in Michigan. The Republican nominee saying too many police officers are facing prosecution.
Literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and if it's the wrong decision, their life is over. And we have to help people out now. It's time. So we're going to do the immunity thing, and we're going to fight alongside of them. We have to. We have to stop being politically correct. And some you have you're always going to have some bad apples, but they are very, very few.
A familiar chant emerging at a Harris rally.
Because think about it. He's going to threaten the health insurance coverage of 45. Okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. The courts are going to take care of that. We're going to take care of November.
Hamas has confirmed its leader Yahya Sinwar was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza this week. President Biden calls it an opportunity to renew ceasefire and hostage release efforts.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Sinwar was the biggest obstacle. It's too soon to know who might replace him.
What that individual may be willing to pursue.
For now, peace talks remain stalled.
We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hot, dry winds have raised the fire danger in California, quickly spreading a blaze into a hillside neighborhood in Oakland, burning two homes, damaging others with smoke and water, and prompting an evacuation order for some 500 people. Red flag warnings in Southern California, too, where another brush fire was burning toward homes in the Rolling Heights area of Los Angeles County. Cuba's electrical grid has gone down after a major power plant failed, triggering a massive blackout across the island. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility. This is AP News. The Czech capital's banning organized pub crawls.
Pub crawls have brought a lot of tourists to the city, going bar to bar, and a lot of money for the pubs.
We love Prague, and we love to party here.
I think it's very funny, and you get new people.
But the pub crawls have caused headaches for people living in Prague and other businesses. The complaints include loud noises at night and garbage in the streets. Prague City Councilor Adam Zabransky says, we don't want to completely support this cheap alco-tourism, which unfortunately is still very common in Prague because it is a cheap city. You can get here from various European places for quite reasonable prices.
It's good money.
Good people. You make new friends.
Starting next month, organizers of a pub crawl in Prague who violate the ban face fines up to $4,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.